Welcome back to Eagles Nightly. I'm Becky Brensinger, and every week we tune into the NFC East battle with NFL insider Adam Kaplan. And Adam, let's first talk about the NFC East battle between the Giants and the Redskins, Manning versus RG3. Both of these quarterbacks have played really well, but what impresses you most about both of them?
I think they're poised, and what helps them play very well, as they have this season, is they both have a running game behind them. And you look at the Redskins, they've got Alfred Morris. We talk about him every week in the NFC East roundup here, and he's kind of like their staple of the running game. Everything starts with him, and it helps RG3 out, and then RG3 gets that running game going and the passing game going. And you see the way that they distribute that football to the tight ends. Unfortunately, Fred Davis is left for the season, but they've got a couple other tight ends, Logan Paulson and Miles Paulson. Chris Cooley's back, but Leonard Hankerson, who I like a lot, who's now going to be a full-time starter. Josh Morgan with a touchdown call back last week. RG3 feels very comfortable with his weapons. They give him time. Their offensive line has been a big surprise. So that's why they hung in that game last week. And the Giants, they protect Eli well. Ahmad Bradshaw has done very, very well in the running game. They got Andre Brown back last week off his concussion. And they get great balance, that B word. They get great balance on offense. And that's why these two quarterbacks are playing well. They're getting balance.
Manning threw the game-winning pass, as we all know, to Cruz, and he talks more about what he saw specifically on that play and what it feels like to get the win.
You know, something we've been really good at over the years is a two-minute drive when the game is on the line and making plays when we need to make plays. And, you know, great route by Victor, great decision, and, you know, had good protection and was able to put it up there, and he ran under it and go get the touchdown. That was, obviously a huge play, and then our defense, you know, great job getting turnovers all day and you know, some key stops. So it was a big win today.
RG3 has had a tremendous rookie season thus far, and the game against the Giants was no exception, but it is a game that he feels that the Skins should have won.
You know, Rex told me in the locker room that there's certain games you'll be a part of that, you know, you should have won and you lost, and there's some games that, you know, you should have lost and you won, and we feel like this is a game that we should have won. That we lost. You feel like your defense is going to go out and shut them down, and then something like that happens, and you know, you just have to move on. So, you know, we were back on the field. We still had a chance to go out and win the game, and we didn't do that. So, you know, right now it's kind of hard to know what to think, but you just got to, you know, keep pushing forward and move on to the next week.
Now, Adam, the Cowboys are back to 500 after the 19-14 victory over the Panthers and await to face the division-leading Giants. Now, what do they need to do to knock off the G-men?
They've got to figure out, and the Eagles have the same issue, is how to score. They're just unable to get those explosive plays in the pass game, despite all the weapons they have, like Des Bryant, Miles Austin, Jason Witten. They're just not getting the plays downfield. But if you remember, Becky, in the first matchup earlier this year when the Cowboys played very, very well, they were able to get Kevin Ogletree, of all people, the ball downfield. He had a huge game. He had like seven catches, had a couple big plays. And their offensive line, after struggles in the first quarter, were able to protect Tony Romo. But the problem now is, they've got injuries at running back. DeMarco Murray with a sprained foot. They're not sure when he's going to return. Felix Jones, his backup, with his knee sprain. They're not totally sure about him. And Des Bryant, who had a great game 2 games ago, didn't do anything the following week. So they've got to get back on track here. And if I'm Jason Witten, where have you been? Where have you been this season? He's way too inconsistent. They got to get him involved in the early downs. And you know, head coach Jason Garrett, he's got to be looking at this like and saying, hey, why aren't we better? But he knows he's been around a long time. You just don't get it done every week.
Head coach Jason Garrett knows that in this league you can't get too high or too low and that you have to take every game one game at a time. And he talks about that's what makes this league great.
We battle each and every day. We're going to battle tomorrow. We're going to have a hell of a Monday over at the complex at Valley Ranch. You guys will probably be there late in the day. So we're going to go through this thing and we're going to watch the tape and look at the things that were good. And we're going to try to build on those. We're going to look at the things that weren't so good and try to correct those and get ready for the Giants. We really live in a day-to-day, week-to-week world. We understand that. So there's a lot of speculation about where your team is every week, and it happens in 32 cities around this league. And that's what makes this league great. People love it. They're interested in it. That's outstanding. But when you're involved in it, when you're a coach or a player directly involved with a football team, you have to live in a day-to-day, try to get better every day and get ready for that next challenge. Did a good job today finding a way to win a game in the NFL. We're going to go back and clean it up and get ready for the Giants.
And then finally, Adam, the Eagles face the undefeated Atlanta Falcons at Lincoln Financial Field this Sunday. What do the Birds need to do to overcome the Falcons?
Well, every week the theme of this segment is like Michael Vick, don't turn the ball over, right?
True.
Now, Falcons have been incredible at getting turnovers under defense coordinator Mike Nolan, and it's You know, Nolan is going to do a lot of disguise, deception, drop defensive ends into coverage. He's going to do a lot of pre-snap stuff, post-snap stuff, and Vic's got to handle it. But Andy Reid is incredible during byes. He's got this formula. I don't know what it is, but he's 13-0 after the bye, Becky. And when you do that, you know you're doing something right. And also the Falcons have not won in Philadelphia in a long time, since 1988. So we'll see.
But how much of an impact is that 13-0 record for Reid coming off the bye? How much does that really play into the game on Sunday?
That's a great point, because all it is a record. What does it really mean? And a lot of this, listen, it's not like they faced the Falcons when the Eagles have been coming off a bye before like this. So I think the key to it is that Reid, he throws the players out. The coaches stay for most of the week, and they just come up with like this one-week game plan to beat that opponent specifically. And then Reid's winning percentage is something around 68% after a bye. He just has this deal where it doesn't start great during the season. September's okay, October's okay, and then November, December's when Andy usually wins. And I think he's got this formula, and I think he'll do that against the Falcons. He'll attack, I think, their run defense, which is not great. It's one of the bottom five. Get LeSean McCoy the ball, help Michael Vick out. And then if Vick gets into rhythm on 3- and 5-step drops, which they've been doing really well with, then take your shots downfield. But they've got to be very careful. Vic cannot turn the ball over. If he does, there's no way they win this game.
Adam, thank you for your thoughts as always. And fans, that does it here for the NFC East Roundup. Stay tuned for more Eagles Nightly as we come back right on the other side.